The best pieces of advice I've received as a writer have often taken the form of brief, memorable expressions of a core truth, many of which have found their way into my head from unknown sources. The expression, "write about what you know," pretty much led to my first book. Having decided that I wanted to write a novel, but with no idea where to begin, I looked around for inspiration. What I knew, in this instance, was the eccentric country house in which I rented a small design office. As a result, my first novel, Shipley Manor, is set in a country house and includes many of the features, for example, a secret door, that were part of my real world. Let yourself go is another maxim that floats in the ether and seems to me to be almost a prerequisite for success in any art form. As someone who instinctively straightens picture frames and colours inside the lines, I've found this the hardest advice to follow. Often I struggle to let rip and write free prose, to immerse myself in the moment and allow the stories to sweep me along. At such times, I imagine the Rolling Stones worrying about disturbing the neighbours, or Jackson Pollock fretting about spilling paint on his studio floor, and I'm reminded that no one has ever queued around the block to meet a musician, or an artist, or a writer who holds back. I've also sought advice from well-known authors. Stephen King, for example, in his book On Writing, advised me to tell the truth. I understood him to mean that if you don't believe the monster in a story is real, is true, it won't frighten you. In the context of writing fiction, that makes perfect sense to me. In the real world, the increasing difficulty in discerning truth from lies is starting to frighten me almost as much as one of his monsters. Another piece of advice, gratefully received, came from Anne Lamott, the title of whose book, Bird by Bird, refers to the advice given to her brother as he struggled to write a school report on birds. "Just take it bird by bird," her father told him. I remember this whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed by the marathon task of writing a novel. Word by word, paragraph by paragraph, chapter by chapter, so long as I don't stop, I know that my book will eventually be written. Publishers and agents have offered more first-hand advice. The first fully marked-up manuscript returned to me by an editor included two pieces of advice, repeated numerous times alongside my writing. Familiar to almost every writer, but not to me as a novice, the first, "show, don't tell," reminded me to paint vivid pictures in the heads of my young readers. The second, "keeping up the pace," to keep their 10-year-old hearts pounding. The best advice I received from an agent was simply to manage my expectations. As a writer, I discovered that, certainly in terms of publishers' advances, marketing budgets, and recognition for one's work, setting expectations too far north of zero can cause side effects, including sleeplessness, hair loss, and high blood pressure. Reining in my expectations has allowed me to keep writing and be much happier doing so. Possibly the best advice of all, though, is offered by my wife whenever I start prevaricating about the finer points of a plot or character. "Just write it," she says.